Talking Dead with Joel and Jeremy. My name is Joel.
I'm Jeremy. We are brought to you by Comeuppance Network. You can check out all of our social media sites at thisishowtowatchtv.com and email us at thisishowtowatchtv@gmail.com.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Very close, but...
It's TWD...
With Joel and Jeremy.
TWD with Joel and Jeremy at
gmail.com. Right. And then the other stuff is if you'd like to become a patron, go to patreon.com/jandjack or jandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link. There's different levels of support there. The Amazon affiliate link, if you go to jandjack.com/Amazon and click through there, blah, blah, blah. You know how that stuff works. And if you want to check out the other Jay and Jack Network shows, you can go to jandjack.com/iTunes and you can get there, as they call, the whole enchilada, which is all of the shows on their network in one feed, or you can get them individually.
They call it that?
Yes. The feed is called the whole enchilada.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm not just like, I'm just making an executive decision there. Right. That is literally what they call it.
Okay.
So we are back again to talk about season 8, episode 2 of The Walking Dead. It's called The Damned. We got a little bit of feedback on the first episode. Not much. We'd love to hear from anybody listening or watching this what you think, you know, preferably about the show, not this show.
Is that what the feedback was about this show?
No. I was just going to say, but if you have feedback about this show that you think would genuinely make it better, by all means, send it over. I'm just kidding. Jim Peterson said, so just so you guys know, the revolver that Daryl picks up is a 410 Taurus Judge. The gun is a revolver that does use a shotgun shell, but a small 4.10 caliber or whatever.
I like that.
I don't know enough about guns, so I sound like an idiot going 0.410. They're probably like, it's a 410, you idiot.
That's it.
You know, I don't know.
I don't know the lingo or the nomenclature.
I had a hard time saying Taurus. It's a car. A Ford Taurus, like a Taurus Judge.
The Taurus is a gun manufacturer. Yeah. Okay. I do know that. Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I did not know that.
Right.
So thanks, Jim Peterson. That informed
us. That's really cool.
The kind of shit I like.
Yeah.
Correct me. I want to know all the things about these shows.
I don't necessarily know that we were corrected on it, but we were
giving us a piece of information,
right.
Rather.
That was awesome. Yeah,
right.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's not a correction.
Thanks, Jim.
They started and ended the episode the same way.
That real weird, like,
the close-up fade-in shots where it's just like tight on the character's face, and I mean, the interesting part of that is how much they changed from the beginning to the end. Now, I don't, of course, remember, but for a specific example, Morgan, at the beginning, he was pissed.
Right.
He was fuming. No, sorry. Morgan was totally calm, wasn't he? And then by the end, he was pissed. I can't remember. It was reversed completely. There were a couple characters like that they showed, like Aaron. He was all gung-ho to start, and then by the end, he's mourning the death of the guy with the faces. The guy that just can't help but make faces that are annoying all the time.
Right. Aaron's making in-pain faces because he was
shot before that. No, always.
No, but he was shot the whole time, though. Like, the whole time he was fighting, he had a gun hole, and it just conveniently didn't start bleeding until...
Oh, God damn it. I was like, did he really?
He got to air it.
Yeah, no. It was that they looked at it. Never look at a gunshot wound.
Then they finally looked at it, and it was just like, bleh.
So all these people that were cleaning the guns and shit, that's just an outpost of the Saviors. It took a little while for that to kick in, for me to really understand what that was. I didn't realize what was going on at first. It was like, cool, are we getting introduced to a new group?
No,
like the Garbage Pail Kids, you know what I mean?
Well, you can
like
see
that
the way
shit.
By the way she was treating the one dude, like, it was like, okay, this is the Saviors. Like the way she was like shitting all over the one guy.
Right. She was a rather interesting character, though, for it being so minimal.
Yeah, until she got her face bit off.
Right, but the realization and all that shit, I loved that.
Yeah,
that was real subtle.
They tend to stick good actors and actresses in these small parts. There was
Ethan Embry was in season 6, that opener, but there's
not even him.
He was from The Wire. Then also the dude from Everybody Hates Chris, Tyrese was from The Wire.
I'm talking the red hair. There was a red haired chick, and I think it was in season 6 where they went to and they thought they wiped out the Saviors, but it was just an outpost.
Right.
Because it basically started the whole war with the Saviors. The redhead chick that was in there, she was in it for like 2 or 3 episodes.
Uh-huh.
But she was a really good character.
Yeah.
But then she just got eight by the end of it. So it was just over with after that. But yeah, they do tend to stick good actors and actresses in these small, minimal roles.
You almost have to, or else it's going to feel like not cheap. Fleshed out. It's going to feel like, oh, well, they brought in this nobody to play nobody.
The red shirts.
Yeah.
They brought in the red shirts.
Right. And they do end up with red shirts because of the blood.
Right. But they make them more whole, complete.
Yeah, no pun intended, they flesh them out a little bit.
Before they actually remove their flesh from their neck.
So the Alexandria crew shows up in their armored vehicles and starts dumping on them. And, so that annoying lady saved that guy's life by sending him inside.
Yeah, no kidding. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, go inside, blah, blah. And then toss him a gun. And he's like, fumbles with it.
Right.
Come on.
But then, like 2 seconds after that, they pull up and start dumping. So dude's like, fuck you, bitch.
Right, exactly. Suck it. Let's see. We go to the opening credits. Shitty? Then we come back to the satellite dishes, and they're surrounded by a moat of walkers, so to speak.
The
two satellite dishes, the big ones.
Okay.
That's where that outpost is, one of these outposts are.
All right.
It's the one where they're at the end. So that has to be the one that Rick's at. No, not that Rick's at.
I thought they were at two different places.
I think they were at three. Because I don't think the place where... No, I'm positive they were at three. There's the location where the chick... They were cleaning the guns outside.
Right.
There was the location with the satellite dishes, which is an outpost we've been to before.
Is that the original
that
outpost?
That is that outpost, I think.
The one I was just referring to.
Yes.
I remember the satellite dishes from that. Right. So basically the Saviors retook that outpost. Why wouldn't they?
They didn't take it. I mean, the Alexandrians didn't even take it, really.
They just re-inhabited it then.
They just went back and filled it back up.
After
they restocked.
They tortured Rick and the group, right.
And then the third one is the building that Rick and Daryl go to, which is clearly neither of those places.
Why is it so clear that it wasn't the satellite dish place?
Because they went up to a third or fourth or fifth floor, and the satellite dish place was just flat, like one level thing with the satellite dishes. And they were talking about going up to the tower. They were climbing up an elevator shaft, like all those things. The big open, the beautiful looking room with the chandeliers hanging and stuff. When they walked in, the big lobby.
Okay.
You know, that made me think, oh yeah, that's not the outpost. That's not what we've seen before. So this is a different place. They wouldn't keep, if they had kept the baby at the outpost with the satellite dishes, the baby would be potentially, I mean, something would have happened already with that. So they keep it separate.
Okay.
They went to three different places. They were covering more ground, I think. Because it didn't feel like the place that they were outside cleaning guns, the one that Rick went
to.
No,
that felt like a warehouse type of place.
Right. And then the outpost with the satellites, again, it looked like it was just one level, maybe two, but not like many levels up where there'd be like a tower.
And an elevator shaft that they climbed up.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Like, it looks so I don't know.
Because why would that satellite outpost have that nice like entryway
exactly
that they went into?
They did.
I don't know. Well, I'd have to watch it again and see because it wasn't real clear.
No, they're
the different locations.
That's something that they started doing a while back, a few seasons ago, where they started messing with time. Where prior to that, it was all pretty linear. Pretty much everything was just
happening.
Oh, now
they start jumping around for a little bit. Yeah,
I think it was around the time of Terminus. Unless we consider like the governor flashback. I was watching Sesame Street with River yesterday, the Halloween episode of Sesame Street.
And the governor was on it?
The governor was on it. No. They did a Walking Dead like sketch.
Oh,
like,
really?
Where they were gingerbread men, and they wanted to eat the cookies. So Cookie Monster could have boxes of cookies, but if he opened them, then they came in going, cookies, cookies. And then there was a guy, he's like, I'm the governor. He's got an eye patch. He's like, I'm the governor, and blah, blah, blah. This is a cookie safe zone. And
was it a Muppet? Like a puppet
with
an eye patch?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, they went full into it. And then, like, Cookie Monster gets them to...
And this is on HBO, right?
Yeah. Cookie Monster gets them to come in, and he's like, we should let the cookies, the gingerbread men in. They were calling them something like Tasties, or it was something where they were like they were alluding to them being
walkers. Right.
Yeah, it was. I was like, wow, I can't believe they went through that much effort. He got him in and they ended up having a dance party and everything was fine. They didn't eat the cookies.
Well, obviously, it's Sesame Street. Like, they can't have, like,
one big cookie monster.
There with blood squirting out of his neck.
That would have been the best ending ever, yeah. Yeah, the Rick of the group comes in and just bites. I mean, there was a Rick kind of a character, too. There was somebody wearing a police hat and the police jacket. And then there was...
Did he have an eye patch?
There was a Michonne.
Who, like, eye patch to eye patch, does Carl eventually become the governor?
Oh, and it's time is cyclical on this show. So Carl,
he finds a time,
he gets
machine,
sent back in time, and then lives all that stuff as that life as Brian before he becomes the governor.
No, he's from the future, and he comes back in time and takes over as the governor.
Right. No, I'm with you 100%. So Morgan suggests them waiting. They see the moat of walkers around. It was where we got sidetracked.
Right.
He suggests waiting and getting a clear shot because if they have to shoot, then they're going to know that they're there.
Right.
And then, fuck it, it's over.
He looks at the bow and arrow chick and he's like,
can you do it?
And
she's
shoot.
Like, maybe. She's so unconfident about right. that.
But then she like put two arrows yeah. in like.
But the two guys ask if he needs their cover and he's like, I don't die. Okay. Technically accurate, but.
You, him and his plot armor.
Yeah, I mean, I loved his nice silver plot armor. Right. I wasn't unzipping to show you my plot armor. Right. I'm not wearing any.
You shouldn't unzip.
I shouldn't have plot armor. I was a little warm, okay? At the Kingdom, the Kingdom Group.
The Kingdom Group, right.
They were at that pharmaceutical lab or whatever they said it was last week. I forgot.
Where they blew up, the guy blew up the thing.
The
and they're chasing this
where
guy.
Where I
now.
Joked, what if he's throwing that grenade and it like blows open a hole and all the walkers come out? And that's pretty much what happened.
That's what happened, yeah. A bunch of walkers came out
yeah,
after him.
In the fucking mist or, you know, the smoke. Speaking of the mist.
Sorry. They were able to fight him off.
Still got to watch the mist.
Yeah, I'll get around to it.
No, you won't. yeah, so they wake up in the smoke. Walkers are everywhere. The savior guy's gone. The king wants to find the guy and end him. And he's a bit cocky and seems to be enjoying this. Obviously, it didn't sit well with Carol. But they addressed it pretty much straight away.
I just
away.
Think the whole thing doesn't sit well with Carol being at war again. She was ready to be done with all that shit.
Right.
I mean, in the back of her head, she knew that that wasn't going to be the case. Like, it was never going to be peaceful all the time. Like, it's just not... It just can't happen in this world unless, you know, they get rid of the saviors, basically, right? Like,
right, where they then don't have to kill people. But, I mean, I think it's inevitable that something in the Negan realm has to happen. Like, as far as to survive in that world.
Yeah, but it can be different than
it
that.
It can be, but...
It's not. It doesn't necessarily have to be so ruled out of fear. Like, you know
I don't think
saying?
It's like, going to be like a Ricktopia like he's wanting it to be. I think...
Like the we're going to a festival today. Like, yeah, right. It's not going to be like that.
Correct.
Unless we're already seeing that it is. Like, we don't know if those were flash forwards or if they were just like happy thoughts. Like, we don't really know.
Or a dream or like
exactly.
anything.
We don't really necessarily know what that is.
I'll say that it...
And why would they go through the trouble of the Abe haircut with the beard?
To make sure that we know that nobody would fucking do that in their right mind. So it has
Cut
to be
their
a
hair
dream.
Like that?
Yes. I mean, come on. I mean, Carl and Michelle and say, I don't
I
know.
I mean, they did just... the classic, this is a dream thing with the camera fuzziness.
The fuzziness.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. But...
So anyway, Rick and Daryl are looking for the guns. Morgan is rattling the fence to draw the walkers. And the girl takes out the two guards. And Morgan just like stares them in the face. He was just staring death in the face. Like
at the two guys.
At the
two guys that were walking towards him.
No, at the walkers that he was.
Oh, well, right.
The he just like stared in their face after he's she gone, shot the two. And he's just like.
He's gone back off the deep end almost, man.
Yeah, you think he's.
Not
he's,
quite to.
He's still Turtle Clear
like,
Morgan, but he's leaning towards
Turtle
Clear.
He's leaning towards Clear Morgan. Yeah. Right, yeah.
Yeah, Turtle's going away.
So Turtle Man.
Slowly.
Turtle Clear.
The Turtle's walking away with the speed of a tortoise. Just like our
An
listeners right now because of that joke.
Turtle.
Yeah. They took the two people out with no problem at all.
I mean, like, it was almost like one shot. Like, she put two fucking arrows on the bow.
And it just went...
Yeah.
Just got them both.
Like, that would ever happen.
Right.
Right.
No, that couldn't have been the case. They had to have somebody else shooting,
right,
too,
I
right?
know. To branch off onto a whole different subject.
Okay.
Archery. Well, it's related, I guess. Okay. But I was watching this YouTube guy one time explaining, like, how like the Robin Hood thing of having the quiver of arrows and he pulls them out is not, that's not a practical thing. He's like, that's not.
They'll
like,
spill out every time you bend over. Every time you
move or bend over, right. He was like, real archers or experienced archers would carry the arrows in their hands. And this dude had the bow with the arrows in his hand with the same. And he'd like, like it was insane, dude. Yeah. Like he had it. He's like, check this out. Like, so he had it. He was like sitting like he was being interrogated by two people.
This feels like something Caden would be watching on YouTube.
I think he might have been watching with the bow and arrow on the table. Uh-huh. And he like kicked himself back. This is not like a special effects thing. This is a dude in a black t-shirt and jeans. Like right. He's an expert archer. Like this is the type of shit that he's doing. Okay. He was doing shit on horseback and stuff. But he like kicked himself back, grabbed the bow and shot both those dudes before like he fell backwards. Like, this is how archery is. Like, yeah. This is like, this dude was crazy. Like, he's doing shit, like hanging off the side of a horse, like pulling the arrows, just like having them in his
hand. Seems
like
the way to go, in, especially in this world, that would be a skill that would be totally worth having. Well, she has him on her back. Oh, like, so you were just saying she's an idiot. I was saying,
like, that's like.
Gotcha.
Like,
well, she was like, unsure about her skills. He said
another thing is archers, like, the arrows aren't bullets. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can reuse them, you know, like, yeah. So like an archer, like who shoot a dude and then like,
you gotta go grab it, from
kill
him.
A couple other guys and then run up and grab the arrows out of the dude, yeah. And like still like put them back in his hand, like ready, yeah. To go. Like this dude was really impressive. Like, yeah. I mean, like just to go off on some tangent shit. Anyway, going back to the episode. So she takes out the two dudes.
Yeah.
Seemingly with one shot. Like, right. I'm telling you, who else had the bow and arrow? Daryl wasn't with them, right?
Oh, God damn it. Of course I'm getting that text now, and it only shows up on my phone, not on my computer. Because he's got green text bubbles. Fucking shit. Anyway, it says, Tommy says kill the bitches, written on the wall. What the fuck is that about?
It just says Tommy says.
It just said Tommy says kill the bitches. Random something I noticed on the background. Rick has a cheat sheet for where the guns are where the guns are hidden, or what he thinks, like, or where the guns are.
Where is he getting? Oh, this information is from Dwight. Okay, right.
There's all-out war outside the outpost, the gun cleaning outpost. I guess I'm going to call it. I can't think of any other way to distinguish it other than saying not satellite.
Right.
Aaron's boyfriend is kicking ass, and I'm just like, he's going to die, isn't he?
He's kicking ass.
At that point, he was kicking ass.
Did it show him shooting?
Yeah,
people?
I mean, he just was going to town, man. That's
really
all I meant.
Just like, seemed like a lot of people shooting. Like, I didn't see a lot of people getting hit. Like, the initial roll up and shoot, they got a couple of people, but after that, it was just like.
Right. It was very.
Like, they're really close.
Inefficient.
Which goes back to a bunch of untrained people with machine guns shooting at each other.
Okay.
Like, these people haven't been, they've been trained by somebody who has never been trained.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like.
Well, but they could have learned from Rick. Rick would have had that training from police academy.
Maybe,
you think?
And then he passed some of the skills down, but those skills aren't, like, Rick, like, he didn't teach him the whole book. You know what I'm saying? Like, every single
thing.
Well,
just survival shit. Basic
survival shit, but, like, basically, these are untrained civilians shooting at each other with military weapons.
Yep.
Which leads to a lot of wasted bullets.
Right. Inside the satellite, Morgan and his two guys get shot during the coordinated attack, where they like line everybody up down hallways and shit, and they're all just like,
right,
you know, go. And yeah, he gets shot right in his plot armor. And right. You know, then
we're
like,
hit in the arm.
What? Huh?
Did you hit in the arm?
Morgan did?
Yeah.
I don't remember him being injured at all when he got up.
Oh, yeah, no, when he was getting up, he was bleeding from his shoulder.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought that was somebody on Team Alexandria got shot outside in the shoulder. The dude that was like,
no,
the husband,
right,
or someone.
So did Morgan.
Okay,
Morgan,
I thought he got shot in the chest in that stuff, and that's why he just woke up and was like, okay, let's go kick ass with both guns. He wasn't. He had no problem shooting.
You have to watch it again, okay. I guess, to see but I'm betting you, like, after they showed the dude on the ground bleeding out, like, he woke up and looked at that guy. Like,
right.
He looked at the guy, was basically still like, you know, like, still his throat was still moving and shit, you know, like, but like, he rolled over, like, like, I'm pretty sure he got shot and he got hit in the shoulder.
I mean, he fucking pushed right through that to go all John Wick on everybody.
Listen, man, if you've never seen John Wick, that wasn't anything like
I'm just saying, comparatively, like, in the sense of him just.
John Wick is a complete badass. Morgan is a badass too, but not
as good.
It
feels like you're
not as good. No, it wasn't.
But he's just going.
It was just two guns. Okay, right. I'll give you that. John, no,
it was John Wick comparatively compared to gun compared the to Turbo Clear Morgan.
The only comparison is the two guns. John Wick is on another level, dude.
Yeah,
right.
He doesn't have. Are there zombies in his world?
We gotta compare Morgan's levels too. He's got
but
levels.
But he wasn't
as well.
Fighting zombies. We're not comparing the zombie fighting. He was fighting other human beings with guns, same as John Wick. But John Wick is just—I mean, it was just.
Again, I've seen a couple clips where it looked like he just kept shooting people with accuracy, and that's what it felt like.
With accuracy?
It was like retarded accuracy. That's what I mean.
Yeah,
like,
but no, he would roll on the ground.
Yeah, and then like,
and like fucking whip, and then shoot a guy in the knee, then the head, then
yeah,
you know,
I mean,
then inside the leg, then the fucking throat, then the face. You know,
the
like,
way that Morgan was wiping people out
was
a bit much. That's all I'm saying. It was ridiculous the way he was just like.
He shot like two guys.
I mean, every person he shot at, he hit. That's what I mean. It was like, what the fuck?
Well, okay,
compared
so compared
to outside.
To the menagerie of bullets that's just being wasted outside. Yes.
Now, so we cut back out there, and the girl is saying that they need to push Rick's people back because they're being pussies and not pushing in on them.
Right.
Rick and Daryl are climbing up to find the guns. We find out Dwight's providing the info. Tara and Jesus, they find a prisoner named Dean. So they're at the outpost. Yes.
Yes.
Jesus saves the guy from being killed by Tara because he's got his hands up, he says. You know, he's just sitting there like begging,
right.
And he says he's just a worker who cooks and cleans. Tara finds the meds from the hilltop, and the guy takes Jesus hostage. So, like, of course it's going bad.
Right.
What are you just checking my notifications up there? You just looked like you were looking at something.
I'm looking at the camera. Oh, your Four Lady Events.
Yeah, Jen
liked your post.
Jen liked my post. Yeah, so the guy takes Jesus hostage, and he laments how hard it is to pee yourself on purpose.
Right, dude totally transforms. Like, he was totally putting up a show.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, like, when we were watching it, I was like, he's fucking lying. Shoot him. Fucking shoot him. She's right.
Which is...
You're at war.
It's clue number one that I think Jesus is gay.
What does that have to do with anything?
Because he was attracted to the guy, I think. And he saw him as somebody...
No way.
I'm just saying, man. He was way too fucking won over by the guy.
If that's what you're thinking about while you're fighting this war, then you should go somewhere else.
I mean, fair enough, but it was just like...
I mean, your mind should not be there at this point. Your mind should be on the fucking mission.
I mean, the guy told him how pretty he was twice, and like it just felt very like they were sort of hinting at something.
No way.
You could take Mr. Pretty Boy here. You can take this pretty man. Like, you know,
I'm not saying that like that Jesus isn't gay. I could be with you on that. But I'm saying in this moment.
The Maggie thing, I
like,
think
is that
a red
really
herring.
What he's thinking about?
I don't know.
Like, if that's the case, then like, wow, man, like, you're thinking with the wrong head, dude. You know, like, you should be like focused on shooting people. You almost got yourself killed.
Yeah.
That's what you're thinking about. I mean, like, you just had the dude soaked in his own piss. How attractive could he possibly be?
Well, but I guess I don't understand then why he would have been so gullible. Unless his vision
was
clouded by something else.
Especially what?
And if it was that, maybe. You know, I'm just saying, maybe he knew the guy.
I'm just talking about, like, even if it's like a, you know, not gay, it's just, you know, heterosexual, and it's just like a woman there that was lying to him. You know what I'm saying? Like the woman outside. The tough chick that,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if it's her saying, I just cook and clean, blah, 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 and then she's really a killer, you know, like, but like, should whoever the person is that's like taking that person hot, if that, oh wow, she's hot, man, like, is that really what your where your brain is?
I don't know. I mean, it was there enough for me
I
to
guess
think that.
I guess because like you I don't know,
I feel like maybe they were they
I
were
feel like you were
teasing us with
doing
the...
so hard, like, is that really what you're thinking about? Like, that's insane to me, like,
right?
That,
I mean,
in that situation that you could possibly,
well,
be like,
think of it this
I
way.
Could see a future with this guy,
but think like, of it this way, what if it's instinctual and not a decision he made, and it was a it was just like his gut reaction rather than something that he did have to go, oh man, he's cute. What if it's just like built? That's all kind of what I was thinking. Like the subconscious nature of it all. Like, there's no way you're going to walk up to a dude and think he's good looking because you're heterosexual. But you could walk past a chick and that might cross your mind. I'm just saying, like, you react to people
based
on that instinctually.
I mean, and that he could react to it like that too. But yeah. Like, The dude was.
I mean, I don't think he had a boner or anything.
Well, no, I understand that. But I'm just saying, like, with the like the piss soaked pants, like. Yeah.
Maybe he's a sympathetic guy. He digs people that he feels bad for. Well,
their sympathetic was definitely the case. Like,
yeah.
But like, didn't they just?
So he ends up pistol whipping the guy. I mean, what the fuck?
Kill more than one person on the way in there? Had they killed anybody at that point yet? Didn't they take out people on their way in?
Yes, but they were fighting back. They had guns.
Okay.
That's. I'm just telling you what I think that his logic was. Yeah, but
the mission is we take everybody out.
I agree. And that's what, like, Tara mentions it later, that she thinks Rick will just listen to her. And, you know, even if Maggie listens to him.
But so, Maggie's, even by Rick's admission, going to be leading.
Going to be leading, right. But you don't think she's going to take over military type stuff. You know, that's going to be all Rick. And not that they're going to have to keep doing it, like, but maybe, yeah, I mean, defensively.
Yeah, I mean, like, with the old Rick flash forwards or dreams or whatever, like, I don't know if they're flash forwards, man. I really don't know with the dream thing. It looks
I'm not sold. I'm not sold on it yet.
Like it being true?
The fact that they showed us a cane in that preview and the fact that we saw old Rick in the bed made me think he was... I'm thinking this is 15 years later at the minimum as far as, like, from where he's at now. Because he started with brown hair, dude. That doesn't happen in 5 years.
Yeah, dude, but like the baby would have been a lot bigger then.
She was didn't see that then. I'm talking about when we saw the teaser.
Oh, right.
Where it just showed the cane and him in bed. I'm thinking this is 15, 20 years in the future. Oh, my God. This is a spoiler. Rick gets to live through everything that happens one way or the other. And they're still in Alexandria after all that time. That's slightly disappointing. You know, I don't want that to be the case. I want them to move. I want to explore the world, goddammit. That's what I'm in this show for. The world exploring. And I'm...
Yeah,
this
but I don't think they're thinking exploring. They're thinking survival.
I get it. But they're
the only reason to explore is to survive, and you have to have a safe place to go back to. Right. You can't just be wandering. Like,
I
want to
be exploring because of Lost to Time stuff. Like that's I see the opportunity in that world to adventure.
You're not doing that in that world.
Well, I'm not filming it and posting it on YouTube. No, those things don't exist anymore. But I would still be exploring them at this point. I would still be using my brain to remember the stuff. I'd be going and finding that stuff.
Them to scavenge and find supplies.
Oh, yeah, it would be different.
Not just be like, I've been taking these beautiful...
I mean, I would still do that.
During scavenging, but not sole purpose of going out and exploring. Like, that would be unintelligent.
So if you want to see me not in the Walking Dead world explore buildings, go check out Lost to Time. Hashtag Lost to Time, all one word.
Shameless self-promotion.
Shameless. I have no shame. Why would I have shame in promoting stuff that I make and I'm proud of? Outside, the lady realizes Rick's people didn't move in on them for a reason. Her people are coming back as walkers now, and she gets her throat bit before she figures it out.
Or she thinks, well, she figured it out right before
I mean, before she had a chance to do anything about it.
Late.
That was a great subtle realization. I loved that. I didn't notice it the first time. Like, I heard her say it when she realized, but I didn't know why she was saying that. And then the second time through, I heard her say, we got to push them back because they're being pussies.
Right.
And I was like, oh, you dumbass. This was their plan. Aaron even says it outright. He's like, yeah, the plan is to keep shooting and let it take care of itself.
Right.
It was like, oh, genius.
Well, I think I mentioned while we were watching it, too, like, since we've been starting, like, the people's dead people seem to turn almost instantly now, which I don't think was the case when the show
first
started.
It was definitely not, because in season one, was it Andrea's sister?
Sister got bit.
And it took like 12 hours or the next day for her to wake up. Yeah. So that's happening at a much more accelerated pace.
I mean, like, they were
now
shooting, it was like less than 5 minutes they had
in the same way that the walkers are degrading and the title, the opening credits are degrading.
Right.
So is the fighting against it. You know what? I never really thought of it that way, but like the human race is just, it's thinning out even more, and it's like it can't even hold off as long as it did before for 12 hours. It's even the human race is weakening to the virus.
Yeah. Well, for sure, yeah.
You know?
Right.
I mean, that would be another fun way to go with this show, to find somebody that wants to try to... I mean, I would watch a whole season of them finding somebody smart enough to try doing experiments
to
reverse it or something. I mean, they would probably just die, but they wouldn't be walkers anymore. You know, like something that would take that part of it away or shut that off or prevent it in the future. Like, let somebody that... I mean, you can't... It sounds cruel to say, let's... test, put something in somebody, let them get bit, and see if they survive.
So did the CDC thing blew up, right?
Yes.
Okay. See, they need to find another place like that almost.
I mean, I don't want to rehash it, but at the same time, I love the idea of that stuff.
Like, you almost have to find a scientific lab of some sort. Like,
how else do you end it? Did you ever see I Am Legend?
Yeah.
Did you ever see the actual ending? Not the one that they put in the movie? Like, what they wanted what the ending from the book was?
No.
He goes in there, like, he goes back into that glass box thing at the end, ain't it?
Yeah.
He basically, they're protecting... They have feelings, the things that were coming at him. They're all fighting against him specifically, not because they want to take him out, but because he's fucking with their species.
Right.
And like, he sees one of them have remorse for, or I mean, feel pain at another one of the people that he was doing experiments on and blah, blah, blah. So he's the bad guy. And he ends up he ends up dying in there. Like, I don't know. It's worth a watch. Because it was like, whoa, that's a whole another layer to this whole story then. He was the bad guy the whole time.
Why? Because he was trying to wipe out a violent
zombie species? I mean, again, I can't explain it. I'm not able to articulate it right now. I haven't seen it in a while, but we'll watch it after the podcast ends. It's just like a 2-minute clip. But like, you see something, you see humanity in them, and that they're only fighting because he won't stop fucking with them. He won't stop killing them, and...
Okay.
Yeah, it was like, that's a cool twist. It's been
fucking 15 years since I've seen that movie.
But so I want something. I want something where, in a scientific way, they try to address this virus long term. They don't have to cure it, but I'd love for them to attempt to for a season or so. I think that could be a fun way to go.
Can I ask you this question?
Sure. No questions.
Okay, sorry. Don't you think that thought is so fucking far away in their minds, if it's even in their minds at all. I mean, I guess living in that world would have to cross your mind. But
no, they would have to be...
At this point, like, that thought of trying to cure the human race is not even something that crosses Rick's mind. Like,
correct.
That's not on his list of to-dos at all. Like,
but old white-haired Rick with the bad haircut, that could be on his mind. Because he may have enough time.
Even 15 years, which is, that's not
it's 15 not, it's
years,
only like
but
five
even
years.
That far down the road.
If they get themselves settled and secure.
It's all about just rebuilding humanity.
But wouldn't it be easier to do that if you had an end to the thing that was wiping out humanity?
It would be. But like,
say the Eugene thing didn't turn out to be bullshit.
All right, listen. Okay, sorry.
No, that's fine.
So he defeats Negan, blah, blah, blah. That all happens. The kingdom, everybody's living happily ever after for several some odd years.
Okay.
So maybe at that point, then the thought of we should venture out, maybe try to find an end to this.
Yeah.
Maybe. But still, I think even living in that world, it's still just survival at all costs. Even if you're happy and things are going in a good way you figured out a way to get electricity to the hilltop and you're like expanding humanity as it be.
Yeah.
I mean, it started from somewhere at some point. You know what I mean? Like, you should be able to build it from the ground up again.
Right. But again, the
if
ever
everybody
looming,
that dies turns into a zombie, that's a fucking problem.
That's what I'm saying. I get it. If the Eugene thing didn't turn out to be bullshit, if he did know something about the cure... I was so riveted by that storyline because that's what I want to see.
Lying about
but when he turned out to be lying, that was a big letdown, honestly. I want to see them explore that side of it someday. I want them to do something that's on a more global scale. What if they like they're near DC, okay? I don't think it's going this way, but I'm just pitching what I would love to see. They go to DC and find like the White House and shit like that. But you know, it's all fucked up, obviously.
Overgrown and
but underneath there or something, like somewhere there is something, you know, I guess it's very much like the 100, but I want something like that. I think that could be fun to see, like, no, we still have power and we're still connected to all these different places in the world and we can sort of see what's going on, but we're, you know, there's not
well,
a whole
see,
lot
if
we
you
can
find
do.
That, then that is like cracking an egg and breaking the whole, like, global scale wide open.
Right.
I don't know that it changes the show, man.
Right.
It changes it from what
it's no longer
it is.
About Rick.
It's
and
no
them.
Longer about the characters.
Fine,
at that point.
Damn it! We just talked ourselves out of it.
I think you
it?
Did, and I going back to even when Eugene turned out to be lying, which was however many seasons ago. I was I like almost said to myself, you know, that I kind of saw that coming.
Yeah.
Like I didn't see it coming, but like.
That makes sense.
It makes sense because it just didn't seem like, okay, this one dude in the middle of Virginia or whatever the fuck they are, or Georgia, just he has the answer. That just doesn't add up, man. Right. You know, like that our specific group of people is going to come across the one guy who has the answer. It just doesn't make up. It just doesn't fit in this world, in this show. I don't necessarily think you'll ever find the ending. I think you're going to find the ending would be just them sustaining, finding sustainability in life. And like we've been discussing recently, even in the last podcast, the last two podcasts, the introductory one about the zombies, even though when people die, they turn into zombies, the big groups eventually have to be decaying away to nothing. You know,
enough that they could do something to wipe them out in mass
in that area to where they're like completely clear. And then when people die of old age or die of fighting or whatever it might be,
you would think you that there would be body, you'd be you know aware I mean? Enough of it,
or like, you put the hole in the head and bury them like you do, you know, whatever you got to do.
I mean, who knows where it's going to end up? I hope it doesn't just end up with old Rick. You know, like that.
See, that doesn't seem far enough away to me to be the end.
And that feels like, that almost feels like as if they had done a dream.
Do you want to look at a whole season of white-haired Abe haircut Rick?
I feel like it's a cop-out for it to not be real. I feel like if they did that, if they showed that in the thing for the Comic-Con teaser, and it's not a real place they're going to, I feel like that has the potential to alienate the audience. I feel like that has the potential to...
For it to just be a dream?
For it to have been a dream. Like, that's bullshit. If they do that and it's not real, fuck that. Why are you showing it to me then? It's the sideways,
maybe
if you want to put
like
it
what
that
he wants.
Way, you know?
Like, this is what he envisions it being.
If he's... But
if he can get it... This is the point that he wants to get to.
You know what we're not even incorporating here? What if that's...
We didn't see any more of that in this
what
episode
if that's,
either.
What if that's what... Distraught Rick is thinking up. Remember, there's a couple different Ricks. Distraught Rick that was sitting on the porch last episode, like eyes bloodshot red from crying and trauma. Like maybe he's using
that. We
didn't
see that this time either.
But maybe that was what was fueling the fantasy version of Rick. Although, why would you give yourself such a bad haircut?
Maybe those are both fantasies. Because that almost looked dreamlike too. Maybe he was thinking, bear with me.
I'm with you. Go ahead.
Maybe he was thinking, what if those two things are actually how he's envisioning the outcomes of what he started?
In a, not it's to either, spoil Game of Thrones, but in a Peter Baelish kind of way where you need to
see all of the
potential outcomes. Yeah.
So he's seeing himself victorious and living happily ever after, or seeing himself sitting on the porch after losing
everything. Closer to now,
right,
is the thing. Yeah, that's interesting.
Right.
Okay,
so maybe it is just kind of him envisioning both outcomes of this war that he started.
Okay, I could go with that.
He started the war. He went there and they murdered all those people in that satellite thing.
But you don't think it was coming anyway? You don't think even if he didn't do that, they wouldn't be taking out Rick? Negan would absolutely be running their shit still.
Oh, right.
So the war would have happened regardless.
Yeah, but...
He fired the first shot, if you want to call it that.
He was being proactive.
Yeah, for sure.
Which was the whole idea of them going there and killing those people anyway. That's why they had that big debate about it, was if we go, everybody dies.
Yeah, like they all have to go. Which leads to the Jesus not killing people thing.
Right.
Let's see. In the woods, King Ezekiel and crew see a messed up walker and wonder what happened to it. That was weird conversation. Like, oh, I wonder what befell this. And Jerry's like, he's like, before you, Jerry.
Right. I don't know why I like that guy, but I do.
Oh,
I like both of them, Jerry and King Ezekiel.
He's being super cocky, and it's annoying Carol. And he's like, do I feel confident, or is it my job to project confidence? No. Yes. Yes. No. Yes. Yes. Like, it's, he answered all of both the questions three times, but...
But it makes sense.
Yeah.
Like what he was saying was totally makes sense.
He
like,
has to be, he told her this already. I have to be this bombastic king character to make people feel safe. And if I have to project confidence, so be it.
Right.
They realize they hit the guy they were chasing because there was fresh blood. so he was going to be going slower and they would be able to catch up to him.
But he had already got to where they were going and warned them that they were coming by the end.
By the end, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Daryl and Rick, Daryl finds a room where someone was handcuffed and it has to remind him of his Easy Street times.
Right.
And then Rick finds a well-lit bedroom by contrast. You know, I just thought, oh, that's showing two totally different sides of it.
Well, it was just like all well made up and the bed was made and everything was nice and clean.
But that's almost like Rick's room and Daryl's life. You know, it was kind of showing a little bit of a contrast there, maybe. Mm-hmm. Not that Rick's had it easy by any means.
No, I mean.
But then someone attacks Rick from behind. They fight. The guy says no guns. When Rick was like, where are the guns? He's no guns. And he chokes him. He impales him on a wall bracket.
Yeah, I mean, dude. What could you ever imagine having to fight another human being for your life?
Not at the moment, no.
No, not right now. But like those two people.
I mean my shoulder. Like since my shoulder's fucked up, I would be dead. I would be the one dying. I can't do anything. If somebody put me in a hammer lock where they just grabbed my arm and I would be screaming and crying in pain and be debilitated. I can't.
And get pushed into a wall bracket.
I went and hung on a basketball. I mean, look at my arms. Look at the difference. I can do it, but it doesn't want to. I went and hung on a basketball hoop in an abandoned school for a picture because, like, there were books stacked up 5 feet. So I was able to just grab it. And I went like this, and I'm like, take the picture. I just came down, and it was just I can't hold my own body weight. So I'm fucked in a fight, in a fight to the death. Yes. So I've thought about it, and I'm worried. I have concerns.
Well, but I'm just saying, like, that was a barehanded fight to the death. Like in just a room full of shit, like where they're throwing each other through shit. I mean, it was like it's happened before in the show. It's not the first time that's happened, but just like the thought of that is somewhat terrifying.
Right. You were talking about how that compares to other shows where they're using swords or.
Well, Game of Thrones, like the two people, like it's two armies clashing each other. All those guys have been trained to fight with swords and they're part of an army. Right. Like these are basically civilians who are, at one point were just civilians living everyday lives and now they're in this fight for survival on two opposite sides. And then, like, right after that, he finds the baby then in the room.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, if that was that dude's baby, that dude was fighting for the life of his baby. Like, what the fuck, man? That shit was fucking brutal, dude. If that was his kid that was in there.
I don't think it was.
I don't think it was either, but, I mean, he was fighting basically to protect the kid. He was fighting to protect the baby in the next room, thinking that Rick, he's been fed this line that Rick is probably this murderous by Negan, you know, by all the saviors, that Rick is just this psychopath, you know what I'm saying? So he sees Rick, and of course he's going to go and try to fight for his life to fucking save this baby that's in the next room.
Right. Sorry.
But, like, what a brutal way to, like, have to live, you know? But that's what it is in that world. Sorry, I'm stretching.
No, it's fine. I was trying to find a comment that somebody made about that. It's coming up here. Morgan's on a rampage. We hear Morgan confidently talking about how they can beat them to Rick back at the church. And he's just going on a killing spree. So we were getting like flashes of a conversation they had back at that church in season five or six.
Oh, right. Okay.
Jesus says not to fire because they're going to surrender. The guy inside this truck or whatever, this building, this garage door, tells everybody, he says, don't be as stupid as they think we are. So he's saying they think we're stupid here, so don't be as dumb as they think we. It was almost like he's saying we're smarter than they know.
Yeah,
like we know, we have a better plan here, we know more than they think we do, so just don't be stupid and
shoot. But still getting that outpost taken out and getting all those people sacrificed couldn't be part of Negan's plan because he said he doesn't do that.
Doesn't do what?
Put his people in harm's way.
Right.
Yeah. He said, I don't do that.
Oh, yeah. His empire has come crumbling down, I think.
It's starting to, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then the people that follow him out of fear, there's some that follow him out of admiration, and there's some that follow him out of fear. Most follow him out of fear.
But the psychos are the ones that follow him out of admiration.
Those are the people that are going to get it anyway. But what I'm the dude that looks like Shane
from the shield,
the teeth, right?
Looks like Walton Goggins.
The people that follow him out of fear will see the chinks in the armor.
Oh, so I thought we were going somewhere racist there for a second.
No, not like the dude from the.
You said chinks in the
armor.
From
the Astros.
Oh, is that what happened?
Oh, dude. Like, there's a dude named Yu Darvish who pitches for the Dodgers, and he's an Asian dude.
Okay.
And I think he's Puerto Rican or Cuban or something. Uh-huh. And he had a home run off him because the guy's a pitcher. And then he went back to the dugout and...
Shut up.
Dumbass, dude. Like, why?
He
like,
did the pulling the eyes.
Pulling the eyes back thing to make fun. And, like, he said something derogatory in Spanish.
Yeah.
Is referring to Asian people.
Okay. So,
but, yeah, I mean, like, and you know what happened? It's messed up, though, because, like, I mean, I think you do some dumb shit like that in this climate, you should have been suspended for the next game. Even if it's the World Series. Yeah. Sorry, you're suspended for the following game.
Okay.
One game, that's fine. They suspended him 5 games next year.
What does that do?
That doesn't do anything.
That doesn't impose a realistic...
No.
If the goal, and I don't care one way or the other in terms of like, should he be punished for this? It's not a big enough thing for me to really get invested in. But if you're going to punish somebody, you have to do it immediately.
It doesn't make any sense. That's like
a punishment.
The people that were talking about the radio, the one guy made the perfect analogy. He goes, well, your kid does something wrong. You didn't say you're going to be grounded for this in 4 months.
Right.
Like, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah, no, that's not how it works.
Right. So, yeah, obviously bad look. And, like, that dude's playing awesome. You know what I'm saying? Like, the dude that did the dumb shit.
Yeah.
Like, he's, like...
he's doing really
like,
well.
Yeah, like, so like could potentially win World Series MVP.
Yeah.
Like, that would be a horrible look.
Sorry,
for
did it end up being the Astros?
Yes, yeah, Astros and...
Oh, see, I kept thinking it was Yankees. That's awesome. I want Houston to win.
Yeah, no, he's
beat
the Yankees.
Okay,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
They're in Game 7. Game 7's tonight.
I heard that, but I don't really care.
I know. I see.
It's not like the Cubs last year. That was interesting. I mean,
I've heard the
series is really good. I don't mean to get totally sidetracked.
No,
to baseball,
me either. But like, I've been watching it just out of interest in sports.
Yeah.
And I have no dog in the race either way. But like, it's the one game, dude, they were just knocking the fucking ball out of the park. And like, they hit like 8 home runs in one fucking game. It was ridiculous,
dude.
Yeah.
So at this point, Morgan is still just being a Terminator until he's blinded by the light as he walks outside and
the
sees Jesus.
Talk isn't necessarily completely
right, exactly.
Out of tone.
He goes outside and sees Jesus holding all the people hostage, and he hears what Rick said in the church about not being able to leave them alive. Morgan says, "Where there's life, there's possibility."
Yeah.
And the douchey guy who was kicking the shit out of Richard cockily says he knows Morgan. I know you. Did you get transferred?
Ugh.
And Morgan wants to kill him. Jesus says they surrendered. It's not what we do. And he's like, then what do we do? And I love that someone's telling Morgan killing people's wrong.
Yeah.
Like, that changed quickly.
Yeah, because he's the one that's been telling people that for like 3 seasons now.
Yeah. So Rick takes the keys off the guy he killed.
But like in
and the
this
guy
world,
had a grace
man,
be God.
It's impossible to fucking sustain that lifestyle in this
What's that?
World.
What lifestyle?
Morgan's. No killing
oh,
lifestyle.
Right,
like
yeah.
you're, I'm
You'd have
sorry,
to stay
man.
Locked up somewhere.
You have to go and be isolated somewhere. Yeah. You have to go walk to the fucking Himalayas. Like, there's no way.
So did you see the guy's tattoo on his chest? It said, "Grace be God."
Whose tattoo?
The guy that Rick killed with the wall bracket.
No.
It said, "Grace be God" over his chest.
Wow.
And then Rick goes in the room, and above the bed it says, "Gracie."
Okay, so then it is his kid.
It
then.
Could be.
So then he was fighting for the life of his baby.
Right.
That's insane to me. Like, that fight.
But I don't think it was his baby.
Why not?
I'm going to get to why not. I'm going to find the post real quick and read the comment that somebody left because I don't want to jack their sweet thought.
I knew that's where you were going with that, too, because I thought about that as soon as you said "Grace be God" and you were, like, looking at me funny. I was like, oh, it's because it said Gracie above her crib.
Right. I'm just trying to find the last Walking Dead podcast post on the Jay and Jack page here so I could read somebody's comment because it was a good comment. I mean, how many fucking things are there? Jesus. I genuinely. Okay. Regarding Gracie, maybe we found Negan's Achilles heel. This is by Karma Hunt on Facebook. Regarding Gracie, maybe we found Negan's Achilles heel. With that many wives, it's not too hard to imagine there would be some reproducing going on. Honey was relieved to hear she wasn't pregnant in an earlier episode, showing maybe birth control isn't an option. So that might be Negan's kid. You know, that would be why he could have so many wives.
So now what do they do with that baby? They take the baby with them, right? With the rest of the hostages?
Rick is now raising 2 girls that are not his.
Why would he raise the second one? Why would
he doesn't even raise the first one. Let's be honest. He fucking barely sees this kid.
He's barely around Judith, right? Yeah. Carl's raising her.
Yeah. So when he went up and he was like, oh, when he saw it was the baby. He's getting soft, man. He didn't even check that baby for a gun.
What?
Baby could have shot him right there. He's letting his guard down, pussy. He feels awful now. Let's see. Carol spots some blood on a leaf, and then the tiger kills the guy who was running. Shiva, right?
Oh, Shiva got the dude who was running. Yeah. Right, yeah. The dude they were chasing.
Mm-hmm. Aaron and boyfriend are still shooting outside. How many bullets do they have? They've been shooting for 8 hours, it feels like. Nobody should be able to shoot that many bullets for that long.
Right.
And you're right. They were doing that consistently. I mean, if you had to guess a realistic amount of time that took place outside there where they were cleaning the guns, how long do you think they were there shooting for?
It had to be 10 minutes.
You think that's it?
That's it. It had to be. Like, there's no way that all that... Like you said, they just keep cutting back and forth to it. Like, it's not... There's no way it took place over an hour. They would definitely have been out of bullets.
So guy could have been shot earlier then, is what you're saying. He could have potentially been shot earlier. Yeah.
There's no way they were out there for hours. It was still daylight. Like the sun hadn't gone down. No more than 20 minutes.
So again, I haven't seen it yet. I'm just writing boyfriend is going to die.
I thought you said he died. You said he was mourning the death of him.
No, I'm saying... At this point in the episode, I'm writing it again in my notes. Boyfriend is going to die.
Right.
Second time I've written it now. Aaron backs over a few guys in a car, and then Eric has been shot in the stomach. So again, notice how it didn't start gushing until they looked at it. Never look at a gunshot wound. That's the lesson to be learned here. Yeah, just look away. Look away. No, I don't.
No,
nothing.
No, don't. Look away. Look away.
Divert the eyes. King Ezekiel gets a radio communication that they know they are coming, and he refuses to retreat.
Right.
That's been bugging me the whole episode. Thank you for getting rid of that.
What?
I saw that hair, little hair. I'm like, God, that's annoying.
Why is it so annoying?
I don't know. I'm just like, how did that hair get
there? It's not even in the shot.
It's blonde hair. Like... How did it get there? Whose blonde hair goes right there? First of all, there's nobody here that's blonde. Second of all, is it Echo? What's she doing, rubbing her back on my fucking...
There's two blonde people in my house, and only one of them has long blonde hair.
Right. That was only long, though.
Use my comb, and there's all kinds of long blonde hair in my comb. I said, Kenzie, why are you using my comb? I didn't. Oh, really?
Oh, it's all the other people, all the other blondes.
Bullshit.
Liar. So Rick finds a photo on the wall, and someone pulls a gun on him. The guy says, hi, Rick. And Rick's like, your name is Morales. You were in Atlanta. Right. And he tells him that he radioed the Saviors. Then we see close-up shots of Daryl, Aaron, Eric, Morgan, Jesus, Tara, King Ezekiel, Carol, and Rick. And Morales cocks his gun, and, that's the end of the episode. I feel like they're trying to humanize the Saviors with the baby and now someone we know from season one on their team.
Well, and almost with the guy pissing himself. Even though he was kind of faking it.
That doesn't humanize them at all. He was doing everything he had to do to survive. Right. Predictions. Multi-part Morales flashback episode explaining how he was heading to Alabama and ends up in D.C. as a savior?
No. Not important enough.
But he was heading to Alabama. How the fuck does he end up in D.C. right where they ended up? I mean, come on, dude. That's a bit of a stretch.
I thought you said they were in Virginia.
They're in D.C. right now. Alexandria is Washington, D.C.,
okay.
I think so. I mean, or just outside of it. But they were in Georgia when they last saw Morales, and he was going towards Alabama with his family. So we can assume that his family's dead? I don't know.
Or Rick or Negan took his wife and...
Right, is banging her and the kid's still alive somewhere. I was thinking, and then the other prediction is maybe Jesus Morgan is a red herring, or Jesus Maggie is a red herring, and maybe it's going to be Jesus Aaron. I don't know. It was just a thought. I don't know why I'm getting the Jesus is gay vibe, but I don't know. It doesn't matter, but I'm just trying to jump out in front of something. Try to make a guess. Somebody said in the... this is a thing from Reddit. Somebody says, why did you...
Did we get any Negan this episode? There was no Negan.
No Negan. No shit in pants.
So welcome, Jesus.
He's still wearing a shit in pants.
So we're going to see that next episode.
Probably.
Okay.
Why did Jesus not want to kill that guy? They were shooting people indiscriminately walking in. I don't get it.
I don't get
somebody
it
said Jesus has always been known as a forgiving guy. There's a whole book about it.
I thought that was pretty good.
So,
I still love when I met him. Jesus.
Right.
Puts his hands out.
Again, if you have any comments, questions, suggestions for the podcast going forward, you can either comment on the posts on Facebook. Go to there's a How to Watch TV Facebook group. Please add stuff there. If you have questions for us, hit us up there. If you want to send in feedback for this episode that we'll talk about on the next one, TWD with Joel and Jeremy at gmail.com.
Right.
Or this is How to Watch TV at gmail.com. Either one. Doesn't matter. Subscribe to the other podcasts. Check out, subscribe on YouTube. There's a bunch of shit on Comeuppance Network that we make daily that is worth watching, according to some people. No, I got nothing. You got anything to plug? You got any things that you're doing?
To plug? No, yeah, I don't.
Nothing to plug? No. Okay, well, we'll see you next week because... This is How to Watch TV. See you later. All these memories in my mind. I'm still a secret lemonade drinker.